readings for our moment of joy today come from Isaiah 52, 13 through 53, Psalm 31, 2, 6, 12 and 13, 15 and 16, 17 and 25, Hebrews 4, 14 through 16, and chapter 5, 7 through 9, and John 18, verses 1 through 19. This is called great mercy. He was pierced for our offenses. Isaiah 53, 5. On this somber day, Good Friday, we recall Jesus' passion, crucifixion, and death. The day is observed by abstaining from meat, for those 14 and older, and fasting. For the most part, Good Friday is the only day of the year on which the celebration of Mass is forbidden. We are, however, encouraged to participate in devotions that focus on the Lord's Passion. The Church encourages us to at least pause at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the hour of Jesus' death, on Good Friday, to recall His sacrifice on our behalf. As a daily practice, special graces are attached to it. Our Lord told St. Faustina, quote, "At 3 o'clock, implore my mercy, especially for sinners, and, if only for a brief moment, immerse yourself in my passion, particularly in my abandonment of the moment of agony. This is the hour of great mercy for the whole world. I will allow you to enter into my mortal sorrow. In this hour, I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in virtue of my passion." End quote. Good Friday also marks the start of the novena to Divine Mercy in preparation for Divine Mercy Sunday. By making these devotions, you will console the heart of Jesus. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My merciful Savior, I long to be close to you and glorify your infinite mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.